I call to order the monthly water board meeting 3/11/2025 at 6:01 p.m. Lisa, here. Eileen? Here.
Eileen's muted.
Teresa?
Here.
Kelly?
Here.
Beth?
Here.
And we have Pat and the Hearts in attendance. All staff members are here. Well, first of all, I want to thank Kelly for doing the board summary.
Sorry, it was so late.
It's okay. I just really appreciate it getting done. Does anyone have any questions for Kelly?
I read through it. It looked good to me. Very thorough, as always.
Yes.
Yep.
I agree.
Same here. Thanks, Kelly.
Same here.
Thank you.
Can I get a motion to approve the board summary for the previous meeting on 2/11/2025?
No motion to approve.
I'll second. Oh, Beth seconds.
Okay.
Lisa, yes. Eileen?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Beth?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next on the agenda is Curtis with Northwest Highland Natural, whatever.
I'm with you there.
Yeah.
Whatever floats your boat. As far as work done, we did a lot during the month of February. I want to say we were out there every week between, I think there was three locates throughout the month. We spliced in 8 meters and we prepped for an additional three or four during February. The operations report that I sent in yesterday includes 8 meters that were spliced. That's not all the meters that have been spliced up to date. I have a growing list that Mel's holding on to that I'll be sending out shortly. I just kept those ones on the operations report to try and have some clarity between that and the invoice. And then I saw a comment from Beth about questions for the 2-inch meter for the fire station. So I was going to give some clarity to the different options there. I might have the pricing off a little bit, but what I remember is there was a $1,000 option, a $1,700 option, and a $2,700 option. And what these are, they're all SenseFone touch read meters. The cheapest option is called a turbo meter. And those excel at registering high flows, but not necessarily low flows. So if the fire station has a leak less than 2 gallons a minute, chances are we won't catch it. Same if they're using less water. So, you know, if they turn on a sink for a few seconds or something like that, a 2-inch meter is designed to register normal usage of like 50 plus gallons a minute. So typically we'd see turbo meters installed at like an irrigation system or something where the water is meant to kick on, run fully, and then stop. So that's the first option. The second option is a compound meter. And the way it's built, it actually has 2 meters inside of it. One of them is the full 2-inch meter, and then one is actually smaller. It's, you know, either a 3/4 or a 1-inch meter. And that can register down to like a 1/4 of a gallon a minute because it has 2 different dials. So essentially for the fire station, you'd get 2 readings every month and you just add them together to get their usage. But that's what the difference is between those first two. Both of those have a 10-year lifespan on the battery. And when the battery goes out and we have to replace it, it's a few hundred dollars for the register. I think it's like $250 for the register. But you can just go out, basically break a pin that's designed to be broken, unthread it, and thread in a new one. So it's not the end of the world, but typically we do that every 8 to 12 years. It's pretty common. The third option is a $2,700 meter. And what it is, it's not a compound meter, but instead of a positive displacement, which these other meters are, where they have actual moving parts inside of them, this meter is a ultrasonic meter. So it just sends a little sonic wave through the meter, and it'll tell you what the flow rate is, down to like 0.01 gallon per minute. It's really, really accurate. And it also does the full range of meters as well. Typically, we would use these in places where the water quality is not great, because there's no moving parts, there's nothing to clog, there's nothing to break. It's just come as it is, you put it in place and you're done. You get to leave it for 20 years. There's a couple of other benefits to it, just on the install side. The compound and the turbo meter, we have to have certain, I think it's 2 feet of runway to the meter that needs to be straight. Otherwise, it can screw the readings a little bit. But the ultrasonic meter doesn't have that problem. The last note for the ultrasonic meter is it's got a 20-year battery to it. So it lasts a lot longer. I should have asked Jeff and I forgot, but I don't think when that battery dies, I don't think there's a way to replace it. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure you're buying a brand new $2,700 meter.
Curtis, what are the warranties on these meters?
So the first two have a warranty up to 10 years. Typically, the way it works is if around year 8 or 9, your meter dies, you quote unquote luck out, because you can just take the register, send it back to, that's not Sensiphone. I forgot the name of the manufacturer. It's anyway, you send it back to the manufacturer and they'll send you a refurbished one. Usually the refurbished ones last less than 5 years. It's not very long. But they do that part of the process for free. On our end, we would still charge for the time it takes to pull the head out of the ground, send it in, get the new one, replace it. Yeah, yeah. So it half dozen one way, six another. But they are warrantied, the first two for up to 10 years and the third for 20. Thanks. Census. Thank you.
Oh, census.
That took too long.
So the warranty on the 3 years, or the third one, the ultrasonic, is 10, or is
it's
it
20 years?
It's a 20?
Yeah. So the first two, the 1000 and the 1700, have a 10-year warranty. The third one has a 20-year warranty.
Okay.
But the first two, they have internal parts that can break and get clogged and issues, and they're designed to be taken apart and repaired. Typically, depending on the water quality, which you guys have really great water, I wouldn't expect that to be a problem. So I would expect every 10 years or so, you pull out the register, you put in a new one, it lasts for another 8 to 12 years, and you move on with your life. I don't think you can do that with the ultrasonic. I'm pretty sure you have to pull all the bolts out of it and replace the entire meter.
Okay.
Would they all come from Ferguson?
Yes.
I'm assuming. Okay. So between the first one and the second one, the only real difference is how much it's registering.
Yes. The compound meter can register smaller flows than the turbo meter can. There's also two registers on the compound meter. So in 8 to 12 years, when they fail, we have to pull out two registers and replace two. And we're talking a few seconds of our time and a few hundred dollars for a new register. But that's the difference.
So which one would you recommend?
Does the fire station have like a kitchen sink or a bathroom or something like that that uses small flows? Or is it just a utility building?
I'm not sure what's in there, but they're not there all the time either.
They have had people actually living there. They do have that. However, they are rarely there.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's really a concern.
Yeah. If I got a pick, I would probably go with the compound meter. It does a smaller flow just in case there's a leak or something that we can catch. Knowing that the radio heads are fairly easy to replace if something happens to them. And if for some reason the thing gives out, we can rebuild it rather than replace it. Those are all my leanings, but at the end of the day,
my issue with that is you've got double the potential for failure now.
It's true. You do.
Okay.
No, there's the quick spiel on the fire hydrant meter. That's what I got.
Thank you. Okay, thanks, Curtis.
Does anyone have any questions for Curtis about anything?
No, the other thing I just wanted to mention, we still haven't gotten a revised January invoice.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I'll talk to Devin about that. Thought it went out.
We got the February one today, this afternoon, but we haven't had the revised January one.
Okay. I looked over the February invoice myself, so if there's something wrong, please let me know.
Okay.
All right. Anything else? I'll give Devin a call right now and see where the January revised invoice is.
Thank you.
Thanks, Curtis.
Thank you, Curtis.
Wonderful night.
Yeah, you have too. A good night yourself.
Next on the agenda is the treasurer and office report.
Okay. The treasurer's report. For 2/28/2025, our cash position is our first security of Washington accounts. General fund checking is at $125,149.89. No uncleared checks. QuickBooks register balance is the same. Total deposits were $14,810.50. Total withdrawals were $12,784.66. Community center account is unchanged at $422.79. In our treasury accounts, the reserve fund account is at $108,250.13. Total deposits or interest were $388.78. The system development fund account is at $94,369.13. The total deposits, $338.93. All bank accounts reconciled. Our accounts receivable balance is a negative $14,909. QuickBooks current assets are $313,282.94. Our accounts payable, including the Civil West invoice, would be $10,927.06. That is, as far as the Highland, that does not include the January invoice that we haven't received, that we already paid the base fee for. And my note on the bottom here has the wrong months. I didn't get the new notes on there.
And what about the Northwest Natural Water Service invoice that we got for $26,517?
The one we got this afternoon?
Yeah.
I haven't looked at it closely, and it's not enough time.
Yeah, I know. It's very difficult when they send them out so late. Curtis said that he looked at this himself.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything, Kelly. We need to look at it, and it's not anything that we're going to approve tonight. We need to look through it. That's a big invoice.
Yeah. And, you know, this is my concern, is that, you know, we don't necessarily know who's out here, how many, and how long they're here for. So, you know, it may be that we need to start having them check in with us every time they come out and check in with us when they leave.
Otherwise, Kelly, I don't
to
think
a large
you're...
degree, I am doing that. I mean, not necessarily making them check in, but when they say they're going to be out, I make sure and get out there and and have a conversation with them. So I have a general, pretty good general idea of their work, but not in any detail. And I don't know how you'd really do that unless someone wants to go out and spend the whole day with them.
Right. And honestly, I'm very appreciative of what Beth does. And Beth is always, you know, very sensitive to their what they're doing, how much time they're spending. I mean, it feels like every month Beth is saying, wait a minute, you need to correct this and correct that. And they agree with her. So clearly, it's great having her do that. But it is a huge responsibility to expect anyone on the board to be available to do that, you know, all the time. Now, granted, as Beth has pointed out to us already, most of the meter installs are going to be completed. So then it's going to be, they're not going to be out here as often as they have been. It's going to be out for more issues kind of things. And then certainly, hopefully they won't be that often. And someone, you know, from the board could potentially, you know, be, you know, go out and at least check on them like Beth has done. But I don't see that that's really something that we could ask anyone on the board to sign up for. I appreciate all that Beth has done, but I certainly don't expect it from her.
Right. And I've also gone out, like on Friday, I went out, spent a couple hours going around to all the things, double checking every recent meter install and if it needed anything else and everything. So, but I, you know, I think in the future, and this happened when we first started using Highland, is that we wouldn't even hear about they repaired a system leak up on Third Street. We wouldn't even hear about it till we got the invoice. And I don't think it would be a bad thing to demand of them to just shoot us off a message that, hey, we've got a leak, we're going to be in the area on this day, you know, or some, for anything extra other than their regular maintenance stops.
And I think that's something that we kind of tried to enforce with them. And it may be something that we just need to kind of keep reminding them of, especially if we are going to, you know, step back from using them once these meters are gone. Like you said, Teresa, we're not, hopefully they're not going to be around here that much.
No, if you look at the first couple of years they were here and we weren't doing meters at that time, it was just an occasional thing here and there.
Right.
There would be extra.
Now, with that being said, you know, if we get going on this project, you know, that we talked about having Aaron be somewhat involved, just because he kind of wants to be too.
So yeah, we'll definitely have to figure that out when we get to the construction phase. That's a good year off.
Yeah.
Right. And that's just kind of some consulting with the plans and everything.
Right.
You know.
So. How many are left, Beth?
Yeah. Well, we have 8 left to finish. They're all in of the residential of the houses, plus the fire station.
Left to finish. Have they started on them?
Yes.
All of them?
Yes.
So everything that needs to be done, they've already started on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's 2 that are half done right now that, okay, you know, and there's 2, well, there's 3, still 3 unknowns. I guess, no, they haven't started on the one, they haven't started on the wet ditch one.
Is that the Boland?
No, Boland's done. There were 2 installed on Boland Way. They're both done.
Where's the
Ottercrest Loop ditch?
Oh, you know, right. That ditch, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then 2 other ones are have looked for and have not been able to find the service line. I contacted Heath at OAWU, and he said he can come out. Actually, I contacted him quite a while ago, but he was really busy then. So he just got back to me either yesterday or today via email. He has a new tool to use called, it's a GPR unit, ground penetrating radar. So that ought to be really interesting. But he said it doesn't work well if the ground's too wet.
So the two that they can't find, are they by each other? Are they in completely different areas?
They're both on 3rd Street, but they're one on each end.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
And the three that I thought might be kind of tricky, which are the ones down on C Street there, because they're 7 feet deep, but they're on a hillside. And I took Nate down there, who's been their lead worker doing these last meters, and he looks at it, and because of it's on a slope there, that they're up above, like about 5 feet above the street level, he goes, well, this will be easy. We just get the front loader in here, carve out this a couple feet here on the slope, then we're only looking at climbing down 3 or 4 feet. And so those were the ones that I was, you know, wondering if we should even attempt. But after having an expert there and looking at it, he's like, sure, that'll be really relatively easy. That'll go quick.
That's great.
Yeah. So anyway, that's where we stand on meters. But back to the treasure report. Any other questions on the treasurer's report or the bills to pay?
So I saw the invoice from Civil West. We're going to go ahead and pay that one. Is everybody okay with that? It wasn't part of the payables.
Right, because we hadn't got it, but.
And there was also an outstanding balance from December. Did you see that, Eileen?
Yeah, I talked to Kevin on that.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And so that's included. Yeah, if we pay that Civil West, well, I already reported that, $10,927.06. And
Civil West? Where are you getting 10,000 from?
Yeah, it's 550 something.
The total AP.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The total AP.
Well, we paid most of the December bill. There was only a balance.
What? That's everything, Teresa. She's adding all of the vendor invoices.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Without that, it was 5,500 something. But
yeah.
Yeah. You add the 5,300 something, and that's what you come up with.
But we're only paying the base fee for February for Northwest. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Because we haven't gotten their invoice, and you also said you wanted to talk to them about lowering a couple more things on that.
Well, I mentioned that, and Curtis mentioned it back. You know, he said, yeah, there's, besides what you had reduced,
he's aware of the other things.
Yeah, is the mileage, okay, and the hours for the vac truck, as well, okay, as the hours for the people on that one day.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to wait to see an invoice on that. And Beth, you and I can look at this other one and approve it next time. They, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they have to learn to get it in here on time. They know when we meet. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, it's that simple.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, and it came in, what, I saw it maybe 2:30 or 3. I'm like, no, I'm not, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I just glanced at it.
Try to rush through it and not catch something. So
yeah,
Eileen, the past due balance for Civil West has to go out of a different account than the $5,000 invoice, because that $5,000 invoice is towards the grant. And I know you know this. I'm just
That's okay.
Making sure we have, you know.
We know it now that we saw the invoice.
And the Lincoln County grant, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. That's what we're going to take that out of.
Right. Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah. So the way they broke that invoice, the way they've got that invoice written up, you guys are good with that?
We're waiting for some feedback from both, from both Lincoln County and from Oregon Business to find out if they're going to have any kind of concerns with not having hours on it and things like that, and just having a flat invoice. And okay. So we're waiting for feedback on that. But until then, we're going to leave it as is. Kevin's willing to work with us if they require something else. And so for now, we're good with that is. And when I first met with Kevin, I'd also told him that we were good with a flat rate invoice for the design work. Because it's a not to exceed anyways. So mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter how many hours they attach to any invoice. We right. Don't really care how many hours they take. Take 1,000 hours, take 100 hours. It's a flat rate.
Okay. Okay. Well, then that's what I'll pay him out of a Lincoln County funds. So
thank you. Yep. So can I get a motion to accept the bills as amended and pay them?
I make a motion that we accept the bills that have been submitted and that they will be paid, and that we accept the treasurer's report in general.
Okay. With the exception, though, of the invoice we got from...
That's not included in Beth's report, though, Kelly.
No, that's not included in the total, or it won't okay. be included. Yeah, correct.
So, yep, we won't be paying that.
Who seconded it? Do you mind me asking?
I did.
Thank you, thank you, Lisa.
Lisa, yes. Eileen?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Beth?
Yes.
So we made a dual motion and both of those passed. So we're on to update on FEMA/options.
So I'll give you the summary of where we're at. We have had dialogue with Shannon from FEMA this past month. They haven't submitted everything that the whole package yet to be approved, because they want to ensure that we're within that 12-month timeline for the emergency, the exception, the ECE. I forget what it stands for. Emergency, contingency, something. So the ECE is, in order for us to even get this funded, that ECE had to be in place. We have to, everything has to happen within 12 months once that ECE kicks off. Shannon has gotten feedback from people who are in the know of the process that we want to be on the conservative side. We know we're going to be within the, we've had both Beth and I have attended a meeting recently and provided information to the Lincoln County Hazard Mitigation Group. So we know we're on track for that. We've just had an update that we're on track for that. That's that 12-month ECE contingency. We have to be within that hazard mitigation plan within 12 months once we submit that packet. And the powers that be that Shannon's working with want to wait till March 20th to do that, to just give us that three-month buffer. We're pretty confident, Beth and I, with the schedule that we've seen, that the hazard mitigation plan will be done by December, fully done by December, but they just want that buffer. I was concerned with the present climate about waiting, but Shannon assured me that this money has already been targeted and budgeted, and so it's not at risk. That's his understanding. And so we're waiting till March 20th to submit everything. So hopefully by the April meeting, we'll have a more optimistic feedback on when we expect to get that FEMA grant. So the good news is it's still moving forward. There's still good dialogue. everyone we're hearing from, it's still a go. There's no issues with being on the hazard mitigation plan, and that's moving forward. Beth and I gave them, you know, the information we could give them. We're going to start putting the addendum together for that. So good, positive movement forward on that, in my opinion.
Well, thank you both for your hard work there. Appreciate it.
So realistically, if this happens on March 30th, then we need to get the contract reviewed and signed and sent back to them, and then they have to send it off.
It's interesting about that, Eileen. I haven't asked that question yet. It's a good question. They're just going to submit the whole packet by the 30th. So once we get the notice from Shannon that they've submitted that thing, then I'm going to start asking them. They may not require what Business Oregon is requiring in terms of approving our proposals and all that kind of stuff. So we have to find out what that is. And we also have to find out, which we also have to find out from Business Oregon, is what's the reimbursement process? You know, how do we get the money that we're be spending? So all that's still to be determined, but potentially they won't even want to or care to. I don't know. We know Business Oregon has, they're a bit more hands-on, I would say, from the feel of it, but I could be completely wrong on that.
Okay.
We
have a little step at a time.
We also have our 10% to come up with, and we will be dealing with Business Oregon on that, but we can't do that until we get an award from FEMA.
There's still, you know, ducks in a row. First duck.
Yeah.
Move to the next duck.
Reimbursements are usually done through a federal drawdown system where you submit your invoices, and it depends on if it's a fixed price or a cost reimbursable, and you just submit invoices and then they put it directly into your bank account. Off you go.
Yeah, so hopefully it's simple process. We find out where to submit our invoices and we do it.
Right. Once we get there.
Once we get there.
Once we get there.
So I also have a bit of a concern about a steel tank with the new tariffs, and is that going to drive the price way up from what we anticipated, and how are we going to deal with that? Because we already put in for one increase, you know, to the original.
Yeah, we'll have to cross that bridge when we get there, Kelly, honestly. I mean, we couldn't even possibly, you know, to try and reconnect with FEMA to try and get more without any hard data, we would have to have hard data. You know, what's that tank going to cost more than what it was proposed to do? And we don't have that kind of hard data because, frankly, I don't know that the price trickle down has happened yet from those tariffs. So we're just going to have to cross that bridge when we get there.
Right. Well,
and maybe we'll even decide that we're not going to use a steel tank and maybe we'll go to another cement tank.
Well, that we would need to kind of know before too much planning got done.
Yeah, but I think, Kelly, I think you're getting way ahead of the game here. We haven't even gotten to that part, you know.
I think it's something we have to keep an eye on, Kelly. So, yes, I agree. It's something to keep our eye on and to know that it could impact us. But we don't have any data right now to make a decision on what to do if it does impact us.
Yeah.
And hopefully, too, I mean, I hate to, you know, chip at this bucket or whatever, but if all things come through, plus with the 50,000, and I just confirmed with Civil West, hey, we got 50,000 from Lincoln County. That means that's 50,000 we're not going to borrow from Oregon Business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I just confirmed that with them, that this money we're going to be spending from Lincoln County is included in that whole price. So we have potentially that 50,000 and we have the 90,000 we have in the system development plan. FEMA comes through, then we're not spending that money on anything yet either. So that's $140,000 that we have within the district's buckets to manage potential change without having to go for another grant or increase the loan, et cetera. And potentially, you know, but we'd have to look at all those options if we get to that point.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you remember this because it's way back when, but meters were in the Business Oregon thing. So they are expecting us to use part of that loan money to fund the meters. And that is why I keep bringing this up about, you know, waiting, because I saw the $23,000 invoice and I just about had a heart attack.
Well, you know, we budgeted a certain amount of money for the 24-25 to do these meters. And we've got, after this invoice that we just got from them, we're going to have about, and this is just a rough estimate, but we're going to have, I'm saying about 16,000 left to get us through. So Lisa,
yeah, but
your comments are good, because we're not going to have that much money left. We're going to, you know, what we budgeted, I think we're probably going to be pretty close to spending all of it.
Yeah, but we also have the January invoice that hasn't even been in there too. So now
that was really small though, Lisa, and I added that in. I included that. It's about $2,500. So
and
it was
the less money we have to borrow from Business Oregon, the less money we have to pay back at even a 1% interest.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Right. And I would also urge people to think about the fact that we increased the customer charge by $20 each account since, what, 2017, 2018? And if you totaled up all that money that we have received that was really intended to be mostly toward meters, that and what we've in total spent, we may not have even spent all of it yet, you know.
Well, that, and I think the other thing is we've said a lot is the fact that the customers are expecting this, and that's why they've been paying for it. So anyways, I'm just glad they're almost done before you leave, Val.
So am I.
Exactly.
So champagne when they are.
So do we have an update on Civil West?
So yeah, basically Civil West came out, did some, they're still doing some surveying. So they're starting to work, you know, first bill this month was $5,000. It's all good. Like I said, I'm not really that worried about it because the not to exceed. So come out, spend 1,000 hours, spend 2,000 hours. And that's all fine by me. I just get it done right. It's my biggest concern. So,
Well, there's lots of orange triangles.
It's exciting to see things start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm hoping, you know, Tim sent that email out to just a few of us, and I forwarded on about the surveying
Yeah, thank you, Beth. I sent him a little private note and just said, hey, you know, I'm kind of trying to be that single point of contact for the board, so if you can keep me copied on anything. And he responded very cordially with, yep, no problem.
Right.
So
but he mentioned having
that happens.
Yeah, he mentioned having a phone call, which he hasn't called me yet, so I thought I'll give him a call tomorrow and see, because I wasn't sure exactly what they want marked for the water system.
Right. Well, they'd be a step ahead if you walk them around, Beth, that's for sure.
Right. I definitely understand why they want to mark it, which kind of made me laugh, his response. But yeah, I understand that, but exactly what they need.
Well, and is that something that Highland's going to do?
Well, I don't know. That was another question. He called for locates, but since he said, do we, you know, can we mark water lines? I'm assuming they would do an exception, but hopefully not, because Highland will be is charging now for those. So
right.
Right, but if we do them and there is some kind of a error, then aren't we liable for anything that happens because of that?
Well, you got to understand, locates are, they aren't liable. They, in fact, it's in our contract. They're not liable for any mistakes in their locates anyway.
Okay. It's their,
they always have treated it as this is their best guess.
Yeah, doesn't gain us anything, and we would have to pay for it.
Right.
Next on the agenda is the discussion of the fire station meter and more difficult meters remaining to do so.
So I don't think we have any more difficult meters, except finding these last couple, two or three service lines, which hopefully Heath's fancy machine. And if, you know, if anybody else is curious about this ground penetrating radar and wants to see it, let me know and I'll make sure and let you know when Heath is going to make his way.
I'm interested, Beth.
Yeah, I've only seen it on, you know, what is it, the History Detectives on PBS or something. They use that. They use it a lot for archaeology studies.
Jurassic Park.
Right. I'm under the feeling that we ought to just go ahead and complete the meters, assuming we have the budget for it. That
I'm in that same space, Beth. I would want to just complete them, get them done.
Yeah, we're so close. And Kevin's, and even the fire station, and remember, yeah. Kevin said it's, you're going to do it much cheaper than it would be if it's built into the project, because any contractor is going to buffer their estimate for anything. Plus the fact that it's going to be down the road if the we have a contractor do that, and materials costs, who knows where right. they're going to go. And the fire station should be a real easy, fairly easy one to do. It's just, we know right where the corp stop is, and it's not, there's no brush, there's no hills, there's no, you know, it's just flat there.
Yeah, I'm so, in agreement with you, Beth, but let's finish the meters off. We do have to decide for the fire station what meter we want.
Well, right. Here's the thing. If the first meter, the $1,000 meter, does not capture smaller flows, it wouldn't catch a smaller leak. If the second meter, the compound meter, has two registers, so it can go, two different things can go wrong in a meter, and it has a 10-year as opposed to a 20-year. And I know it's easier to fix, but it's easier to go wrong. And then the last one has a 20-year, but then you have to replace the whole meter. And it's $1,700.
No, it's
2700.
No, it's almost $2,700.
Yeah, it's 27.
Yeah.
So that's less than two of the compound meters. But we wouldn't necessarily have to replace. Yeah. I don't know. You know, we're spending $1,000 more and getting a better meter, but it might have to be replaced in 20 years.
Well, yeah, but the other ones would have to be replaced in 10 years.
Right.
And so if they're having to be replaced in 10 years, if you double the cost of those 10-year meters, then you compare that with the cost of a 20-year meter, that's an apple to apple.
Yeah, it's $700 more. It's $700 more to have to replace two of the 10-year than one of the 20-year.
Well, if you just do the cheap one, it'd probably be sufficient. If the battery goes dead in 10 years, you just replace the battery and you keep the meter. And I mean, you got to...
Honestly, I mean, that's where I'm at. Either the cheap one or the most expensive one. I don't like the idea of two meters that can potentially go bad.
I mean, that fire station sits there empty.
Right.
It's like all we need is a meter. So put a cheap one in there.
No.
And if we're losing 50 gallons or more, we're going to know it. You know, and so that's my opinion.
In 10 years, we may have to replace it, though. That's the only thing.
Well, because, any of the meters.
They may not have components for it anymore.
Yeah, right. We might end up with a different one anyways 10 years down the road.
Yeah, but
you realize that meters do all have a lifespan, and we'll probably be replacing other meters. I thought the current ones we got had a 15-year, it's either a 10 or a 15-year warranty, but that doesn't necessarily mean how long it's actually going to last, except for that one with the battery thing. But they may last, that cheap one may last 20 years.
Exactly.
30 years. And I don't know, you know, we've got those two existing 2-inch meters that we have, which are the old analog meters, one's at the state park and one's at Alpine Chalets. Those, I think, are pretty ancient. So sometimes they should last actually longer than the warranty, but
what meter?
They're not that complicated of a piece of equipment. They're very, you know,
basic,
pretty straightforward.
Right. So
I really think we should just go with the cheap one and kind of be done with it.
Yeah.
Well, are you making a motion, Eileen?
She is.
Yeah, I think I'm going to make a motion that we go with the cheap one.
I second it.
Oh, thank you, Teresa.
Okay, so we're going for the $1,000 meter.
Any more discussion before we put it to a vote? Okay, Lisa, yes. Eileen?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Beth?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay, I'll let Curtis know.
Well, actually, we have to order it from Ferguson, don't we?
No, he orders it and they bill it on our account.
So we don't have to pay the 20%, right? For him to, well, if Curtis orders it, we will pay the 20% on the time that it takes him to order it.
Because
they charged us 0.75 hours to order parts.
But that was a whole bunch of parts. I mean, it's going to be inconsequential.
Yeah.
His time to notify them. But if he, I'll specify that we get it on our account. But he's the one who offered to do that way back so that we would save what was the 10%.
Okay.
Nice.
Yep.
Do we have an update on the office equipment?
It's sitting in the office.
What?
And Beth has been getting it updated. We've got one little thing left to kind of get updated on it before we move it over to the desk and start using it. So, and the check scanner has come in, so we really just need to kind of get a couple more little things put in place, and then we can start using it.
Right. Well, there's an installation for the check scanner, which we might as well do on the new computer. And
yeah,
and hopefully we get that. It's just QuickBooks connecting to our email account.
Yeah.
Is the last hurdle. It wasn't an easy one, but it was all QuickBooks, so it's all their fault that caused any problems. Yeah, and then we get the scanner. There's an install process to hook up the scanner, and we should be good to go. We're hoping to get it done now, coming up here.
Yeah, maybe one day next week or something that we can.
Yeah.
So be good.
Next on the agenda is the budget committee process, members, and scheduling.
There's one other thing about the office equipment, though. Our old meter reading wand had went out, is no longer functioning. So the good thing we ordered that new wand.
Were we able to determine if it was the whole wand or if it was just the tip?
Not the tip. It's just the wand head. That's a new tip on it. We replaced that tip, remember? The old one's sitting there. So.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. So it's the old, the tip just went out a little few months before the rest of it went out. So I guess the question is that something that's worth trying to get it repaired? Or do we just buy another one so we have a backup?
I wonder if it's warranty. I wonder if it's the battery.
Oh, that's an interesting thought, Eileen.
Because remember that's kind of what we thought with that first one.
With it being the tip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I went as far as getting an RMA to return that wand head, but then we never followed through with it because we figured out it was just a tip.
Yeah, when we got the new one in, and
well, I think it's worth looking into for sure.
Yeah,
I can
call the guy at Ferguson and talk to him.
Yeah, see if there's something like it could be a battery or something, or
yeah.
If not, what. Is it worth, you know, looking at getting that one repaired?
Right, right.
Okay.
If nothing else, he could get me an RMA and we could just return it and see, you know, and then just see if they can fix it. If not, then, you know, then we kind of are forced to buy a new one. So, but at least we've got one now, so we've got a little bit of time. Yeah. So let me look into it a little bit.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, Eileen.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now to the budget committee.
Right, so I have recruited Buck Boston to be on the budget committee.
Oh, okay.
He'll be great. Has a lot of experience. I also talked to Joni, and I guess a couple people, I think, she'd gotten just an email from one person. I think she'd talked to Eileen.
No,
Allie.
And I CC'd you all tonight. I should have done it when I got it last week.
Right, but I called her up and we had a great conversation. She's for sure willing to be a facilitator, if not on the committee, but she will also reconsider being on the committee if we can't find anybody else. So
what's our deadline for that? When do we have to have that committee formed?
Well,
we don't have a deadline. We have to have our budget approved by the end of June.
Okay.
So we have to send notice out. So we basically need to have it finalized by the, you know, the end of May.
We started last March.
Okay, thanks, Kelly.
And I feel like we needed all the time that we spent. And some months, I think we met more than once a month.
Right.
And
they were short.
we're going to have more on our plate this spring because of the
basically as soon as possible.
Yeah, that's yes. What I
yeah. But remember, the board has to formally appoint and vote on the committee members.
Okay. We want to have that done before the next committee meeting, before the next board meeting.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we can start our budget meeting and then do the formal appointment, and everybody needs to be sworn in anyway. At the first budget meeting, but
that first budget
we
meeting.
do need some notice because we have to advertise that. We have to
yeah, sure. The public, we can't just start meeting without letting the public know.
Right. And yeah, we have to have a proposed budget and a budget message. And Eileen and I, we need to get together on that too.
So, well, my understanding is Miss Pat is going to be joining us as well.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you, Pat.
Yeah. Yeah. And I have feeler that I talked to someone else. I won't name them, but I haven't heard back. Talked to them very shortly on the street, and then I left the phone message, and I haven't heard back. So I don't know. They seemed amenable, but since I haven't had a return call back, I don't know. So I don't know if anybody else has talked to anybody else or not.
I have some thoughts. I can do that if you like.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
What would I, in general, I think we commit to what, probably 4 or 5 hours, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we need to post a notice, right? We have to get it. Do we have to do that one to the newspaper, Beth? The first one?
Yes, we have to either advertise in a newspaper or we have to mail a notice. So
okay. So publish the first notice of budget committee meeting with public comment.
Right.
Okay. And
on that note, we should check with Yahat News because they are now approved as even as an online news outlet. They are approved for public notices, and a number of people, Toledo and Depot Bay, and a whole bunch of people have been using them.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Nice.
Instead of the little Lincoln County Leader.
Yeah, whatever they call it now.
Right.
And they're quite a bit cheaper, especially for your bigger ones if you were, but we do a mailing for the big one that would cost us hundreds of dollars. So.
Okay. So do we want to schedule the first budget committee meeting?
Mm-hmm. I think we should.
We can come up with a proposed date, yeah.
We okay. need to find out Joni's availability.
Well, yeah. You know, I think we need to use Joni as a last resort. She
as facilitator, she's so good at facilitating. I don't mean for her to be on the committee, but at least as a facilitator.
She really felt like we didn't even need a facilitator because we seemed to get along pretty well. But
I know. I talked to her after we had a long conversation. We talked for almost an hour on the phone, and I think I kind of worked her over a little bit.
But is that what we want? Do we want to work people over? I feel like, in a friendly way, please.
Come on.
the email she sent was to me pretty clear that she has done it for 4 years and would like to let other people step up.
I know, but other people aren't stepping up apparently. So,
but you told me that we didn't need to have any community members if we couldn't find them.
We don't have to, but I think it's just, you know, we should have as many as we're allowed to have if we can get people, because it, you know, it makes a much better process. I think everybody will feel better about it.
Yes, but I agree. I think we should let Joni, you know, have time off. I mean,
well, with all of her. But she wasn't opposed to she wasn't opposed to doing it or putting in the time at all. She just, you know, her only thing was it's difficult to facilitate and be a participant at the same time, which, you know, presiding over meetings, sometimes it's difficult to do that. So she very willingly, of course, she said very willingly she would be a facilitator without being part of the
committee. Let's ask her to also. Beth, I trust you. And Kelly, I read the message and I kind of read it the same way you did, that maybe she wanted time off. But since Beth talked to her for about an hour, I think Beth might have a better feel for what she, you know, where she's at. So if she's fine with being facilitator, I think it'd be great. I don't think we need to have any expectation of her being on the committee itself.
So do we want to do the 27th of March, which is the last Thursday of the month, as our first budget committee meeting? Thursday. That would mean that I need to get something to the paper at the end of this week so it can get published next week. And that also means that we need to get a prepared proposed budget ready and available to the public. And is it available to the public the same day as the first meeting? Does that work?
Yes, you could have it available as late as the day of the meeting.
Okay. All right.
But that's kind of.
Is that
time though?
Okay. Do you think that's doable, Beth?
If you do.
Well, I mean that, you know, the first prepared proposed budget is kind of just a shoot in the dark anyways. It's going to get adjusted.
Yeah, it can get adjusted, but it should be fairly close on major things.
Okay.
If we have the information. And
right.
We need to reach out to Highland on, you know, water tests and a bunch of stuff.
Well, but, how about Thursday, April 3rd? Would that be better?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It gives another week.
Gives us another week. Yeah. Why don't we do that? If that works for everybody. That would give me another week to get it to the paper.
Well, yeah, and if we go with the Yahat News, we may not need that much lead time either.
Oh, okay.
Because they don't do a print. They're only online.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And is Yahat's considered? I mean, I look at the Lincoln County, you know, newspaper, the Lincoln City one that now incorporates Newport as well, but I've never looked at the Yahat's one.
Oh, the Yahat's one is excellent. No, they've been approved for it.
Well, I understand they've been approved, but do you think most people in Otter Rock will know to look there?
Well, we can tell them.
Okay.
Start looking there. I don't know. I mean, you know, City of Toledo, City of Depot Bay, a bunch of the major, I think even City of Newport has put their public notices up there.
Well, I'm okay with it, but I think it would be good to send an email out to people to let them know.
Right. Well, yeah, that could be. I never look at the other ones because they just don't hardly have much that's of interest. But I don't know what other people look at.
Okay, well, I just don't, I'm not sure that the Yahat's paper is something that our community would be aware of.
Oh, and it could
be, but it's not a big deal for us to send out an email as well, right?
Yeah, we always announce it by email too. But
yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
I'm good with that.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. And honestly, I don't think many people, you know, read that notice in the newspaper at all. They don't really care.
Yeah, put it in the Newport News. I wouldn't see it.
I agree.
Yeah, and because you know we have our rate increases already, you know, mapped out, you know, there's not going to be any arguing, there's not going to be any, you know, whatever. It's just what it is and how we spend the bucket of money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so April 3rd. Okay.
And shall I let Pat and Buck know?
Well, Pat's here.
Pat's here.
Hi,
Okay.
Pat.
Yeah, we need to make sure that, and Joni, we need to make sure that
Yeah, it's going to
they
work
can
for
that
them.
that'll work for them, because if it doesn't, we want to change it. So we want
Right.
everyone, especially at the first meeting.
Right. Tentatively, April 3rd.
So it's a tentative, yeah.
What's next, Lisa?
Use of the community center.
Oh, there we go. All right.
I think it looks great.
Oh, I don't. Thank you, Beth.
Put it up
I
there.
also think it looks good.
Okay. So, do we want to? You've all seen it. I was going to share, but sharing's not turned on, so I can't share.
Well, we've all seen it, right?
Yep.
You
Yep.
sent it out.
All right. Yep. If someone wants to make a motion to approve it, then Beth, do I have the power to change that?
You do. You can go in and edit that page.
Okay.
Put it on both the page that we talk about the community center, and then look at the
The
page where you fill
application.
out the form because
Yep.
we repeated it on that page. So yeah,
Okay.
and you can just copy and paste too from one to the other.
Someone probably besides me should make a motion.
I
I'll
make a
move.
motion to do the new community center application wording changes brought forward by the lovely Teresa.
Thank you.
I'll second it.
Lisa, yes. Eileen?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yeah.
Beth?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next on the agenda is planning for upcoming role changes and task assignments.
So I have some news there. I filed to be on the ballot for Commissioner number 4.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm signing up if I get elected to be on a 4-year term.
Right on, thank you.
You're welcome. And I've encouraged my husband to sign up for the 2-year term, Commissioner 5.
And
Well,
Lisa has
he
already
has. We've
filed.
both
You did?
filed. You're going to
Oh.
see us on the ballot, two Zawalskis.
You can all look it up on the online too. They list those, you know, within a day or so when they get the filing. So after I talked to you, Teresa, the other day, I go, oh, I should have just checked on the county website. And sure enough,
There we
so
are.
we have at least one person filing for each board seat
Right
that's up
on.
for election.
Phew.
Thank you, Teresa. Thank
Yes.
you, Ron.
Yes.
Rod.
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 He'll answer to Ron. A lot of people call him that, but it is
Rod.
Rod.
So yeah, I've been putting together a list of things that I know that I've been taking care of, and I'll get this out to the board pretty soon. And I've also got a list going of my lists and documents that I have that I've set up a folder on Google Docs, and what you can do is you can not only just share files, you can share whole folders. And when I get a substantial amount of stuff up there, I will share it with the rest of the board, save that as a bookmark, and you can all have access to all the lists that I work with and stuff. And they'll be there for you to do with. You can download them and do your own or whatever with
Beth,
them.
how long have you served?
I will have served 5 years and 3 months or something.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're such an asset to this community.
Yep.
And I'll be available. I'll just
Oh, I know where you live.
My laptop's probably not gonna get deleted, so it'll be around if there's other things you want me to look up. But
I am just so appreciative of all that I've seen you do and all that you do, Beth, your diligence and your tenacity with things. It's just a peace of mind, honestly, to know that you've got such a handle on this stuff. So I do appreciate, and I appreciate that you're still willing to be involved in the water board. So thank you for that. We're sure we can count on you to be on the budget committee for the next 5 years.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, I'll be in the budget committee.
I love it.
No problem.
For you're a jolly good fellow, Beth.
Yay, man. Good one, Kelly.
And I'll keep trying to get this video working on this computer. So I'm not trying to hide, really.
Do we need any additional meetings in March?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
No, right now I don't think so either.
Is there any other correspondence?
Well, there's the audit contract.
Yes. Yeah. It needs your signature, Lisa, if everybody's in agreement. And it's
Do we need to make a motion that we're going to hire them again?
The contract is for 25-26 and 26-27.
Right. It's another 3-year one,
mm-hmm.
like the last one. It's increased a little bit, but not a whole lot. It's an extra $700. The old one was $9,500 a year. This one is $10,200.
That's for the audit of our books.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like working with Peter. He's certainly, responds to all of my questions and emails. And I've asked him questions kind of throughout the year on stuff, and he's always pretty good about, getting back to me. And he doesn't charge. He's not charging for, extra stuff that's outside of the audit.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. So anyways.
And Teresa, just because you haven't been around here, when we get the FEMA grant, we're going to need to also get a federal audit along with a yearly audit. So we're going to have two audits.
Oh,
and
okay.
And two price tags for that.
All right.
Two what, Lisa? I'm sorry.
Two price tags.
Right.
So the same company that does our normal book audits can't do the federal audit?
Yes, but they
oh,
do
it'll
it.
Be cost. Yeah, I got it.
They have to do extra steps for the federal audit. So
it's definitely stay with people that we know and we're used to and work well with us.
Right. Yeah.
So I would make a motion that we renew that contract.
I'll second. I
agree. Lisa, yes. Eileen?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Beth?
Yes.
I will be down tomorrow and sign it.
Great.
Motion passes.
Yes. Special order of business hiring for the office position.
Kelly and Beth sat in with me, and I feel very confident about hiring her. So she's right here in the community. She asked all sorts of good questions.
Yep, she's done a lot of research.
Yeah, she did a lot of research. Yeah. So
right. Yeah.
And her goal, I think, is very similar to maybe mine, where just looking for something a little extra to do. It's not the money, it's more just be part of the community in a way. you know, and the hours. My biggest concern was the hours, because there just aren't that many hours involved in this, you know, and getting somebody to come in and want to do 20 to 30 hours a month.
Did we decide on a pay range or pay?
She's fine with what we have it posted at, which is $20 an hour.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
I think we might want to, you know, bump that up a few dollars. If not now, maybe in 3 months after.
Oh, after like a 6 month review or something like that, Kelly.
Yeah. 23 yeah. bucks when, right. when, you know, after a few months and as we start to add that.
Responsibilities.
Yeah, for the accessibility, I think that would be a decent thing to do. And it's not going to break the bank.
Yeah.
Particularly when we're, you know, getting.
And with some few hour working hours anyways.
Yeah.
So.
Right. Well, I'll make a motion that we hire Dell as the office manager.
Second.
$20 an hour rate.
I love it. Second. I'm super excited about her joining us. She'll participate in our monthly meetings as well, right?
Yes.
Well, she can or she can't. I mean, if we ask her as an employee to do that, we will be paying her for the time. But
that's all right.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yep.
Whitney joined every meeting and I thought it was a benefit.
Yep.
Yeah. There was a time period there that she didn't, but yeah, near the end she did.
I think it would be good for her to do it, certainly for 3 to 6 months at least, so she understands how the board works, and then we can decide after that if we feel it's a added expense we don't want. But
have her only attend when she feels she needs to share something with the whole board.
We didn't ask her about that at the interview.
Yeah, because she might not want to attend.
I'm sure she'd be fine with that, Beth. So
very well.
Yeah.
If not, that's fine too.
Yeah. No, I'm sure she'd be fine. So, I was probably gonna have her start on about the 26th, which is the beginning of a new pay period.
Perfect.
If everybody's okay with that. And then I'm, you know, so it'll be 1 month where you're gonna have a little bit more. Because I'm going to be kind of working.
Sure, training her. There'll be more hours for training and stuff like that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I really feel she's going to, you know, she's going to pick it up and then we should be fine. And, you know, anything that she needs, I'm right here. So,
yeah, so nice.
You know, her QuickBooks, she got online and did some YouTube stuff on QuickBooks, so
All right, okay. I think we have a vote on the table.
Any more discussion? No. Okay, Lisa, yes. Eileen,
yes.
Teresa,
yes.
Kelly,
yes.
Beth,
yes.
Yay!
Okay, who's gonna get a hold of her?
I will.
Okay.
Do we have any ordinances or resolutions?
Mm-mm.
No. Any public comments? Going once, going twice. Sold? No? Okay. Do we have any board member comments?
I do.
Yeah.
Surprise. I just wanted to mention that I finally remembered to get the 2024 CCI from Tim Gross. It was to, you know, we're required to update the system development charge annually based on the CCI on ENR, which we don't have a membership to. It's like $300 a year. So it's an engineering publication online. So that means it's a $119 increase is all for this year. So our SDC for 2025 will be $13,781. So we'll need to update our rate schedule.
When does it go into effect? Does it go into effect at the beginning of the budget year?
No, it's a calendar thing.
It's a calendar thing. So it should have gone into effect.
It went into effect January 1st. We just are sometimes slow getting around to it, but it's not like we have tons of people coming in and building new houses. So,
yep. Okay.
And the other thing I wanted to mention is as soon as we get an application and a check, we're going to have a new customer that signing up that I don't know if how many of you have met, but Sean and Jen down here on Ellie Street. So Eileen, let me know when their thing comes in.
I thought I sent it to you.
It came in.
It came in.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, I got it on Thursday.
Well, I thought I sent it to you. You know what? I bet I scanned it and then forgot to email it to you. Yeah.
Well, just so I know, then the next time Highland's here for meters, we'll have them put a meter in there.
That one.
Turn them on.
Okay. So does that one, if it runs over $750, the balance of that gets charged to the customer, correct?
Right, right,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, we better make sure that Curtis is...
We'll need them to track the time and
That one very separate. Specifically.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah. That they did that before when the Betsky went in on third. So
yeah,
that shouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
But luckily this one already has a corp stop, and I found it in the middle of LA. So, It should be a really, really simple one. And Sean found where they have a shutoff on their property.
Oh, great.
And everything. So this one will be like super quick. Super awesome. Easy.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Nice people.
Yeah, really nice people.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Well, I have a couple of things. We talked last month about contacting some possible people for future water management systems, you know, in case we want to not go with Northwest Natural Water. So I didn't know if we needed to do some follow-up on that. If I know, Teresa, you have two contacts, and if you'd like me to make contact with them, I'm willing to do that.
Kelly, I'll I've been sick a lot this month, and so, but it's on my mind. I know I want to do it soon, so sure. I'll dig up that information again and see, you know, what the contacts were. I know that one of the people that Adam gave me, they don't even advertise doing this kind of thing, but he says they might take us on, and that I should use his name as a reference. So I think that person specifically, I'd probably need to contact, since I'd have to, you know, throw Adam's name out there.
Okay, but just let me know if
I can. Will. Thank you for offering to help.
The other thing was, because they sent out is it Devin? Is that his name with Northwest Natural?
Yeah, he's the finance director there.
Yeah, so he sent out the meter readings, which I usually don't see. And I had a little bit of time to look them over after I had completed my summary, and I was still in water district mode. And there were a couple abnormalities. And now, you know, I haven't seen these readings since September. So I'm not sure if this is totally abnormal, but Chapin on Ottercrest Loop, their usage for last month was 23,400.
Yeah, it's high.
Yeah. Have they been contacted?
I think, didn't... I don't know. Did you contact them, Teresa? Because I think,
yeah, no, well, Chris,
there's a note right on the meter readings that says they know they've got a leak.
Yeah. I mean, it's been there for a while that they've known that. They just haven't done anything about it.
Yeah.
2,408 in a month is pretty significant.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
It is.
We might want to let them know again. And then there was another one.
Well, I know your neighbors just fixed theirs because
they're working on fixing it.
Oh, they fixed it. I talked to Craig yesterday.
Yeah, I know. And I talked to him today and it's leaking again. So,
No.
They do have a plumber, I think, scheduled to come out on Thursday.
Oh, okay. So,
but he built a coupling and he said there were seven places to leak and it leaked and he rebuilt it five times. And then he told me it was good and then he told me again it was leaking. So,
oh, no.
But yeah, they're on it for sure.
Yeah. It was leaking so bad they had their water off for and were camping in their house for a couple of days. So
So Dooner, 6815 Gladys Avenue. If these readings are correct, use 17,881.
Possibly can.
So that's a pretty significant.
That's Joni, right? That's Joan, right?
Yep.
Yeah. It's not unusual, Kelly, because Jerry gets over there and he does power washing all the time.
Okay. So.
No, I mean, 15, 16, 17,000 is not unusual for Joan.
Okay. And then.
A lot of water, though.
It is a lot of water. And, you know, when we start charging for water, people will start being a little more conscious about it.
Right.
Do they live there?
She's not there right now. No, she's in Florida.
Oh, she's back to part-time again?
Yep.
So.
But he's living there. Jerry is.
Okay. Oh, so someone's living there, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how much he lives there, but I know he has access to live there. I know that I see him leave in the mornings sometimes.
Okay, those were the big ones. There was a 9,604 usage and a 6,085, but those were the really big ones that I.
Well, that's good news then, honestly, because you know the one on Ellie was an issue for a while, and they thought they'd fixed it, and Pat, I couldn't find the water leak, or I couldn't see the water leakage, so hopefully that one's fixed now.
Yeah, I talked to Kevin the other day and they got it. He's pretty sure. On Nelly.
Yeah.
Is that the one you're talking about?
That's the one I'm talking about, Beth.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything that was really glaring on Nelly. Okay. All right. Not meaning to step on your toes, Teresa, because I know.
Hey, no worries. Like I said, I've really been negligent with the meter reading stuff. And that's also on my list of things to do.
Yeah, well, I
don't mind, Kelly, not at all.
All right. Okay, that's it. That's all I got. Except, you know, to thank you all again every month.
Well, we appreciate your encouragement, Kelly.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm all for new people coming onto the budget committee, you know, like Joni was saying, so more and more people can really get an idea about, you know, what this all entails.
Right.
Yeah, so we got time, so I'd encourage everyone to talk to someone if you think of someone that would be good, that seems like they would have any interest. I've talked to three or four. I got two immediate no's, so that's okay. But you know, you can always ask. That's
no, never. You don't want to say no for anyone.
That's fine. If you don't want to, that's fine. I just wanted to ask. But
exactly. Yeah,
so,
Teresa, real quick before we let everybody go, I need to coordinate with you on this Namecheap.
I saw that.
Okay, yeah, because it's pinging your email.
I know. Yeah. I know. I saw that email tonight. I'm like, well, we missed that window.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. I don't know what your schedule is like. Do you have any time tomorrow morning? Or you?
I do. Let's see. Tomorrow morning, I do have time tomorrow morning, so we can just text each other. So
okay.
I have time tomorrow morning.
Okay. All right. All right.
That was one thing I forgot to mention, and this is really good. This came up, and that's our domain name, and it has an annual fee, a whole $19 a year. But it was started by Dan Gleason, and I think now we're going to get it switched so it's changed over, so we get the notification when to pay it, and we can just pay it directly, and that's really, really a positive thing. So we don't want to lose our domain name.
No.
That means our website goes down.
No. I'll just text you in the morning, Teresa. Not too early.
Yeah, I'm just sending you a note right now because I just looked at my schedule.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good, everybody. Good meeting.
Yep. Great. That's all.
Hey, any more comments before we adjourn? The next scheduled board meeting is Tuesday, April 15th at 2025 at 6 p.m. Okay, I'm going to stop recording.
Adios.
Bye. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
And it's 7:32, so. Yeah.